Even small steps for man waste energy between steps. That's why a new artificial foot that puts that wasted energy to work could be a giant leap for prosthetics. The invention could make walking easier for amputees by using the power that would otherwise be lost. Steve Collins was with University of Michigan's Department of Mechanical Engineering when he worked on the new artificial foot, and he's now a postdoctoral fellow with the Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands.
Okay, Steve, you know, I did something today I've never done before in my life, and I recommend that our audience, if they're in a position to do so, do the same thing, and that is, I closed the door of my office, and I observed myself walking. I actually tried to see what happens when a normal person walks. And it's an incredibly complicated process, one we take for granted, but not a simple process at all. How is energy normally distributed when we walk? What happens to the energy when a normal person walks?
Right. Well, you don't think of it as being a very energy-intensive task, but for most people, walking consumes more energy than any other daily activity. And the way that that happens is that with each step, the leading leg, as your heel strikes the ground, your body sort of squishes the leg down, and the leg dissipates energy much like the shocks in your car, and that energy is lost. Now, if you didn't restore energy to the system, you would just slow down and eventually stop. So with each step, you also have to put some more power into your body to keep it moving.
And that's the back end, which does that. Is that correct? Like the leg that's pushing off.
Right, exactly. That's the trailing leg push-off. That's the best way to do it. You could do it other ways, too. But in our simulations and our robots, we find that ankle push-off of the trailing leg is the most efficient way to power gait. And it looks like people use it as well.
So basically, so my back leg pushes off, creates energy that my body weight, which is considerable, you know, lands on, not mine, but I mean all of ours, lands on that front foot. There's, in fact, like a shock absorber, a great deal of energy that is dissipated, and basically those balance each other out. Is that how it works?
Exactly. In fact, they exactly balance each other out. If you stop and think about it, one of the cool ideas that's behind this research is that, in theory, walking requires no work at all. If you're walking at a steady pace and you're not going up or downhill, the mechanical energy of your body on average is constant.
Right.
So although it requires a lot of, if you were to capture that dissipated energy and inject it back into the system, you should be able to reduce the work of the person, in theory, down to zero.
But we don't. So obviously that dissipated energy when the front foot hits is just lost to the energy system of the world, right?
Right. In normal walking, your muscles and soft tissue dissipate the energy. It turns into heat, and it's lost.
Right. And how does that differ with somebody who has a prosthetic foot?
Well, the dissipation, we think, is pretty similar. But the big difference between someone with a prosthesis and someone with an intact biological ankle is in that push-off. And with prosthetic feet, you can't get as much push-off. And we think that's why it takes more energy for amputees to walk. And the prosthesis that we've designed is aimed at restoring that push-off.
And how does it do that?
So we were talking a minute ago about how energy is lost from the system. Instead of allowing the leg to dissipate that energy, what the artificial foot does is at each heel strike, it captures energy that's normally lost into a big spring, and then it holds it in place with a clutch. Later on in the step, when that foot becomes the trailing foot and it's time to push off, it releases the spring and the toe pushes against the ground and it injects that energy from the spring back into your body.
And does it need much power itself, this device, to power those
kinds
of...
No, that's actually one of the things that we're most proud of in this research is that one way to restore push-off would be to directly power the ankle with big motors. But because we're recycling energy, we only need a very little bit of electricity for the microcontroller and very, very small motors. It uses less than 1 watt of electricity. So you could walk for days without a recharge.
And you're now testing your device at the Seattle Veterans Affairs Medical Center. What reaction are you getting from people who are using the prototype?
Oh, we've had a lot of positive reactions. Amputees who have tried out the foot have been very enthusiastic about it. They like the kick that it gives them with each step.
What motivated you to get into this research in the first place, Steve?
Well, I started with the study of walking robots. I did some research in a lab at Cornell, and we built a very efficient walking robot, the most efficient robot in the world to date. And, you know, it was very exciting and fun, but I was frustrated by the lack of application of this kind of technology to help people in their everyday lives.
If all goes well, how soon might this thing actually be available for sort of general use for people who need it?
Well, we have a company that's working on designs right now, and I'm hopeful that within the next 5 years, it'll be available as a product.
It sounds fascinating. Thanks so much for talking to us about it, Steve. It you know, science is improving upon sort of nature's model. It's pretty interesting how we're doing that.
Well, thanks for having me, Robert.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Steve Collins spoke to us from Delft in the Netherlands.